local authors doing great things. You probably should be trumping all the national authors to make West Michigan great. You put your pen to your paper, well, maybe your finger to your computer, and you present your talents. My next guest on the line to do just that, hailing from Twin Lake, where I think I understand, Mark Yastrzemski, that we're going to get a thunderstorm or two.
It is lightning and raining and looks very gray outside right now.
Well, don't go anywhere. Stay with me for another 10 minutes or so to so we don't get you wet. Thank you for being here, Mark. You do write the book I hold in my hand, Poetry for the Family. And I like this. Recommended for all children ages 2 to 102.
Indeed, yes. I think the name of the book says it all, Poetry for the Family. There's silly poems for kids and those that are young at heart. And there's more serious adult theme poems that the kids can also relate to, hopefully.
Awesome. Again, more humor involved. This is dedicated to anyone that ever skated with you over the years. You may not enjoy every program, but will you say, like the broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, or liver that you hated as a kid? You might take some of these for what they're worth. So, Mark, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, actually, my writing goes back quite a few years. I used to write for our local newspaper here. Used to do a political column. And then my mother came down with Alzheimer's, and I wrote a book that was kind of my on my main bucket list, and the name of the book was My Mother Has Alzheimer's, which was a book of love, really, and hopefully to help out other families that are dealing with members of their family that have Alzheimer's disease. I lived with my mother for 5 years, taking care of her. And then sort of to challenge myself, after I wrote that book, which I think is probably the best thing that I've ever written, having written columns for newspapers where you can use paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, and writing a book which is page after page after page, to challenge myself, I decided to write poetry, which is you got to be a little bit more succinct. You got to get your thoughts across in a very few sentences. And so that's why I wrote this book, and I also kind of wrote it hopefully to get children to read more.
Again, fresh picked poems for those with a passion for poetry or not, a potpourri of poetry. Some are smart, dumb, some are dumb, much will leave you numb. So there's your rhyming. What's your definition of a poem, Mark, before I ask you for an example?
To convey in a very short few words your thoughts in with a little bit of cadence and rhythm and still that will pique other people to think a little bit more about what you are trying to convey.
Awesome. And As I look at your book, again, Poetry for the Family, do you want the, as you mentioned, age 2 to 102? These are all over the map, but yet the family should read these together for a start of conversation?
Yeah, that would be nice. There's about 50 poems in there, and you can read one a day if you want, or you can read the whole entire thing in probably about 2 hours. If there's one theme that kind of runs through all of the poems, though, as I say, some of them are kind of silly, some of them are a little bit more heady, but the theme that runs through all of them is that the ants and the bugs and the birds and the animals tend to be a little bit wiser than us humans. You know, that may sound a little strange and a little bit different than what we may have been brought up thinking, that animals are dumb, but the general theme of all of these is that the ones that protect the earth, that are look out for each other, that are a little bit wiser than us, we can learn from these inanimate from those that are not human.
Right. Mark, would you share a poem with us?
Well, I think right along those same lines would be this poem that I have. It's called My Aunt, A-U-N-T, the Aunt. Allow me to introduce you to my favorite aunt, Aunt Sue. Once you get to know her, she'll be your favorite. My uncle looks just like Aunt Sue, as do Grandma, Grandpa, and Uncle Drew. Cousins Steve, Tara, April, Allison, Lauren, Sam, and even Teddy do. The same can be said for my brother Mal and my sister CL and Mary Lou. For that matter, all of my relatives kind of look alike, and that is nothing new. You can imagine how confused I get when introducing them, and it's even more embarrassing when I call a dude a femme. Aunt Sue, though, is my favorite. She makes a wicked pie, and when the bowl needs licking, I'm her go-to guy. When it's time for a summer picnic, Aunt Sue brings me along. We harmonize together on any heavy metal song, and she can rap with the best of them and sings gospel just as well, though her heart's more into country, as you probably can tell. For you Frank Sinatra fans, of which there are still quite a few, the rubber tree plant he made reference to was moved by my Aunt Sue. Aunt Sue can lift 10 times her weight. I'm telling you, it's true. She's just that much stronger than me or you. Too bad they don't have a division in the Olympic Games. I personally think it's a dirty, rotten shame. The Olympic officials considered it, but in the end said, what's the heck? We don't have anyone small enough to put a gold medal around her neck. She's smarter than most humans, though that's not that big a deal. Most of the insect world is, and that's for real. Ants are very social creatures. They always get along. You're welcome to share a meal with them or join in on any song. They work well together in support of their community. No need to tell them that's where their strength and unity. And by the way, I should mention, they take pride in what they do, though some humans just can't stand them, and that's unfortunately true. But ants are something special in the world in which we all abide. They can teach us humans things that some of you have never tried. More respect for each other and the planet for which we share. God's green earth needs more nurturing and a whole lot more loving care. Yes, you humans can learn a lot from ants, especially my Aunt Sue. Try harder to love one another is the reason that she's directed at you. A little less whining and less talk of what you can't do, that kind of talk isn't in the ant vocabulary, as you probably already knew. And that's my aunt, the aunt. And we have it nicely illustrated. I tried to get the kids more interested in opening up a book of poetry. And so I had an illustrator. On this particular poem, we have an ant power lifting just giant weights with that are sagging with that she's so strong.
Nice.
Most of the poems have a fun illustration on them.
Did you use a local illustrator or a national, or do you draw those?
Well, Steve Gill is from Clearwater, Florida, and as I was taking the kind of interesting side story, Shelley, as I was taking the book, which did not have any illustrations in it, to the post office, to the publisher, Muskegon had an art fair, and as I was, it's right on the way to the post office. I walked through there, and I seen Steve Gill's little booth with all this whimsical drawings that he had. And I stopped in there, and he says, oh, where are you going? I said, going to the post office. I got a book of poems. And he says, you ever think about illustrating any of them? And I said, yes, I did. And he says, well, let me take a look at a couple of them. And so he took a look at him, and he says, you know, I can do something to help you out on this here. So we kind of worked together on this. It was just a serendipitous, very fun way that it worked out, and I'm so glad that he did, because most of the poems are illustrated. Sometimes he said, I don't want to interfere with the little more serious thoughts that you have on these. So about 90% of the poems do have a nice, fun illustration on them.
Thank you very much. Mark Jastrzemski. Not quite spelled that way, but I'll spell it out. Jastrzemski. Your Poetry for the Family book is out. I trust it's out where all fine books are sold.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, Amazon.com. Or if they want a personally autographed copy, just write me at madmarkj@aol.com, and I'll send you out a personally autographed copy.
What's that website?
It's just been such a thrill and a pleasure speaking with you. You have been one of my heroes for many years. You keep the West Michigan community so informed and on all the events, and you are just a real treasure.
Thank you, Mark.
So I wanted to thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Today.
Well, you know, you inspired, educated, and entertained us, so you're qualified. It's a pleasure to do just that. Poetry for the Family, thanks to you. Twin Lakes, Mark Yastrzemski. Take care.